ISB kids, I'm so excited to be able to share with you this morning and just be able to be with you, even if not in person, that you can, we can just talk online with each other. And I just really miss you, and I know all your teachers miss you here at church, and we can't wait to be back together. But for now, let's just really spend time listening to God at home with our families, and let's just treasure this special time we get to have extra time with our parents, with our brothers and our sisters. So this morning, as I'm going to share just a really short message with you, I was asking God, what should I share with you? And God led me to the verse from John, from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12. And it says this: "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." Being a child of God is something so special. It's not something that we should forget about, but we should really claim it. You know, and I remember when I was young, I came to Hong Kong for the first time to teach English. And I came in college, and I came, and I was really excited because I was going to get to be able to be just me, not with anyone knowing who my family was. And it was my first time going away from home. And I was really excited just to be Mary, not Mary Westray, Ellen's daughter, or Ken's daughter, or this person's niece or this person's cousin. And I was super excited just to try to be myself and figure out what that was. But you know, God had a funny way to teach me how important my family is and how they're part of who I am. So when I first came, I went to church. And I went to church and I ended up meeting this group of about 10 older people who were also here teaching. And they were from the States. And they're like, "Where are you guys all from?" And so I was like, my friend and I were both from Grand Rapids. And my friend, we had just met. But we were both from Grand Rapids, and like, "Oh, what's your name?" And I was like, "Mary Westray." And this little old lady goes to me, "Are you Ellen's daughter? Ken's daughter?" And I was like, "Yes." And she's like, "I was at your baptism when you were a baby." And I was like, "Are you kidding me?" And then this guy next to her goes, "Do you know Michael and Becky and Alex?" And I was like, "Yeah, they're my cousins." And he goes, "I'm their teacher." And I'm going, "Are you kidding me? Like I can't even go to Hong Kong and not have people know who I am." And then my friend who I just met, her name's Maria, she's like, "Wait, hold on. Is your uncle Dr. Bill?" And I was like, "Yes." And she's like, "Oh, he's my doctor." And I realized in that moment, you know, your family is part of who you are. Your family is part of your identity. It's part of what creates you, makes you the person you are. And then I think about, what does it mean to be God's child? What does it mean to be his son, his daughter? And I realize it's about our identity. It's about that we get to be like, God's my father, and I'm his daughter, or maybe you're his son. And we get to be part of this big family. And that identity is part of what makes us a Christian. It's part of what makes us God's sons and daughters, to be able to be free from sin, free from pain and suffering, even though we might have some of that here. But we get to be reconciled. We get to be connected with God. And so this morning, I want you guys to think about being God's sons and daughters, to be really excited about that, that you, no matter what, God is going to follow you. He's going to be with you. And you know, later you're going to do a story about how Jesus appeared to his disciples. Jesus came to his followers, his children, his brothers and sisters. And God does that for you too. He comes. He can meet you in your home right now. So this morning, I want us just to pray a second. Let's invite Jesus into our hearts. God, we just thank you that you are our Father, that you love us. God, we just ask you to come and enter into our homes, enter into our hearts. Show us what it means to be your children. Amen. And so as we go on today, I want you, as Pastor Sam is preaching, to draw pictures about what your family looks like. What does SP's family look like? And what does the Christian family look like? And your parents may have a printout copy for you. Otherwise, any piece of paper will work. And so I can't wait to see you guys all, hopefully in just a few weeks. But until then, enjoy this extra time with your family. Bye. Who my family was, and it was my first time going away from home. And I was really excited just to be Mary, not Mary Westray, Ellen's daughter, or Ken's daughter, or this person's niece or this person's cousin. And I was super excited just to try to be myself and figure out what that was. But you know, God had a funny way to teach me how important my family is and how they're part of who I am. So when I first came, I went to church. And I went to church and I ended up meeting this group of about 10 older people who were also here teaching. And they were from the States. And they're like, where are you guys all from? And so I was like, my friend and I were both from Grand Rapids. And my friend, we had just met. But we were both from Grand Rapids. And I'm like, oh, what's your name? And I was like, Mary Westray. And this little old lady goes to me, are you Ellen's daughter? Ken's daughter? And I was like, yes. And she's like, I was at your baptism when you were a baby. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then this guy next to her goes, do you know Michael and Becky and Alex? And I was like, yeah, they're my cousins. And he goes, I'm their teacher. And I'm going, are you kidding me? Like I can't even go to Hong Kong and not have people know who I am. And then my friend who I just met, her name's Maria, she's like, wait, hold on. Is your uncle Dr. Bill? And I was like, yes. And she's like, oh, he's my doctor. And I realized in that moment, you know, your family is part of who you are. Your family is part of your identity. It's part of what creates you, makes you the person you are. And then I think about, what does it mean to be God's child? What does it mean to be his son, his daughter? And I realize it's about our identity. It's about that we get to be like, God's my father, and I'm his daughter, or maybe you're his son. And we get to be part of this big family. And that identity is part of what makes us a Christian. It's part of what makes us God's sons and daughters, to be able to be free from sin, free from pain and suffering, even though we might have some of that here. But we get to be reconciled. We get to be connected with God. And so this morning, I want you guys to think about being God's sons and daughters, to be really excited about that. That you, no matter what, God is going to follow you. He's going to be with you. And you know, later you're going to do a story about how Jesus appeared to his disciples. Jesus came to his followers, his children, his brothers and sisters. And God does that for you too. He comes. He can meet you in your home right now. So this morning, I want us just to pray a second. Let's invite Jesus into our hearts. God, we just thank you that you are our Father, that you love us. God, we just ask you to come and enter into our homes, enter into our hearts, show us what it means to be your children. Amen. And so as we go on today, I want you, as Pastor Sam is preaching, to draw pictures about what your family looks like. What does SP's family look like? And what does the Christian family look like? And your parents may have a printout copy for you. Otherwise, any piece of paper will work. And so I can't wait to see you guys all, hopefully in just a few weeks. But until then, enjoy this extra time with your family. Bye.